Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Back by popular demand, Terpsichore Theater of Dance presents a dynamic, new and expanded version of the many deaths of Edward Gorey and other moments of eccentricity. Renowned American author, enormous ballet fan, and macabre book illustrator Edward Gorey has a cult following of lovers of the bizarre in both art and literature. One of them is my guest today, dancer, choreographer, and Terpsichore artistic director Heather Malloy. Her penchant for the macabre was on full display during multiple productions of her untraditional ballet, Vampire, and you'll find it in many deaths as well. The dance opens Thursday, July 12th and runs through Saturday the 14th at 8 o'clock with a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday in the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem. Also on the program will be Heather's celebrated comic ballet, Couch Potatoes.
When I'm creating a ballet that does have a storyline or a section of a ballet that has a storyline, I work one of two ways. I either completely outline the entire thing and then hand it to the composer, or in this instance, we had little stories and images that we were going off of, and so we sat down together and we looked at the images and I let them write the music first. So we had the music already, and that particular section that you're talking about with the bicycle, you know, Bill did that wonderful thing with the saw.
Bill Carson? Saw.
Yes. It just lent itself so well to the bicycle. I thought it was just perfect. But, you know, when you're working with a bicycle, it was a lot of collaboration with myself and the dancers. We would, you know, play around on what was possible dance-wise on a bike, you know, something I definitely hadn't done before. And I'm not that much of a daredevil myself. So it was a lot of, I think this might work. Can you guys try it?
That's the advantage of being the choreographer. You're going to pass that one off on somebody. But within that, as you mentioned, I mean, the ethereal sounds of the saw just somehow pair perfectly with what's going up on stage. And then you're adding these amazing lighting elements. There's almost like a silent film element going on, and the costuming and the slow motion element.
Well, that happened because all the music sounded like that to me. Like, we got to that point in the choreography, and right at that moment where the first slow motion comes in, you know, she lets go of him and it falls to the floor, and then that music changed so quickly, and I was like, oh, it would be hilarious if we just did slow motion right here. And we worked for a long time to figure out how to get both of the dancers sort of moving at the same speed in slow motion, and then the hardest part is trying to ride the bike in slow motion.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Yeah, it's almost a Cirque du Soleil-esque in the best sense of the word. So demanding. I'm looking at that and thinking, I could never do that. So
I do the same thing when I look at it.
So really, music is the big driver for you, Heather.
Oh, definitely. Music. A lot of choreographers today, it's very trendy right now and works very well in many situations, to literally choreograph without any music at all and then to put music to it later and let the dancer sort of interpret how the two things should go together. And as a dancer, I've worked that way a lot, but I think that as a choreographer, that would be extremely difficult for me. Interpreting what's really there and what's really the heart of the music makes a big difference to me as far as knowing what to do movement-wise. I'm driven by the music, and the music and the story.
Terpsichore Theater of Dance artistic director Heather Malloy. She spoke with me by phone from her home in Asheville. The Many Deaths of Edward Gorey and Other Moments of Eccentricity is a hilarious, macabre, and touching evening of dance and theater you won't want to miss. It, along with Heather's celebrated comic ballet Couch Potatoes, will run July 12th through the 14th at the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.